Suppression equals tyranny, post 703. To suppress means to forcibly end, to restrain, to stifle, hold back, deaden. Suppress is a transitive verb. The action transits to the direct object of suppression. To suppress the vote requires someone to suppress. It requires a reason to suppress. Lots of white people believe they are going to be replaced by colored peoples, black or brown mostly. These white people vote almost exclusively Republican. Therefore, to keep their place, or so they believe, Republicans across the country are working to limit voting by people of color, by the young, by those who live in cities. This is what it means to suppress the vote. This is what it means to try to end democracy. Just over 6 months have passed since the election, almost five since the attempted overthrow of the Republic, and I do not want to be writing about what I see happening now. I spent 5 years writing about Trump and the Republicans' lies, corruption, and white nationalist poison. Biden's win ensured the survival of the Republic for 4 years. That's all. I've tried to write about this before today, but just could not bring myself to devote more time and thought to the powerful, evolving trends tearing this country apart. China and Russia, Putin and Xi Jinping are legitimate threats to a peaceful world and to democracy. And civil war and climate change has already created the beginnings of mass migration and resulting political turmoil in Europe and Central America and on our border with Mexico. But right now and in the immediate future, our own and the world's primary cause for worry about us is internal. We have become a nation where about 40 to 45% of the voting population no longer believes in democracy. Trump eliminated all moral bearings from the Republican Party. That is his great contribution. He said, in so many ways, that only power counts, not how one wins it or exercises it. He had a competent ally in Mitch McConnell, the most powerful legislative Republican leader, a man who despises Trump, but who is cynical enough to see how Trump could benefit his only goal to remain in power. The one other indispensable Trump ally has been Fox News and Rupert Murdoch, the propaganda arm of the Republican Party for a generation, and such a skillful purveyor of lies that Goebbels could never have imagined in his wildest dreams of information and population control. The Republicans, with some outliers like Representatives Kinzinger and Cheney, have embraced a multi-step plan. Lie repeatedly, at all times, in every venue possible that the 2020 election was stolen. This sets up the legislative efforts in Georgia, Arizona, Florida, Texas, and many other states to suppress the votes of those who may vote Democratic. Black people, Native Americans, the young, the residents of cities, etc. If the 2020 election was stolen, these efforts can be sold to Republican supporters as an effort to ensure electoral integrity. Make sure that legislators can override secretaries of state in declaring an election valid. Add in anti-protest legislation, such as Florida's new law that even allows individuals to ram their cars into protesters. In relentlessly proclaiming the lie that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump, the Republicans have, in effect, decided that no Democrat can ever be legitimately elected to the presidency again. They have locked themselves into a self-perpetuating logic that begins with the proposition that Democrats cheat because they are Democrats. Therefore, because they are Democrats, they will always cheat. Therefore, no election where a Democrat wins the presidency can be legitimate because Democrats always cheat. They have chosen a path whose logical end is tyranny. They have pledged to use the power of the state to negate elections that go against them. Ultimately, they can only enforce this through a corruption of the election process so thorough it counts as massive fraud. They will back it up with prosecution and with state violence. There is no third way. Let me repeat that. There is no third way. The logical end to their desire to retain power through undemocratic means is to use the violence of the state to enforce that power. The Republican Party is now a doctrinaire party, reflexively opposed to empirical evidence and to scientific reasoning. It is a party of the big lie, a party of the insurrection and of voter suppression, a party devoid of ideas on how to govern other than tax cuts, a party that is inseparable from a cult of Donald Trump, and a party now wholly committed to tyranny.